Before the meeting had even begun, board president Elizabeth Sidden said they had received more than 230 emails about masks in schools.
I also want to note that the decision tonight is not written in stone, right? We are not making this decision to be a decision that will last all year without reconsideration. We are going to keep our eyes on what is happening.
When it was time for public comment, some parents said their children were suffering from not being able to see nonverbal cues. Others said their children's mental health is declining. Parent Robert Shoemake said his son is having trouble learning to read.
He wears a mask, and he seems to be disconnected with the kids around him, and I'm thinking that a lot of the other kids are feeling that way.
Another parent said the opposite, that her daughter was afraid to go to school without masks. Multiple guardians told the board their kids don't mind wearing face coverings and are excited just to be able to attend school in person, like Iris Matthews, who has two children enrolled.
We've had a tough year and a half, like a lot of families out there. They're fine in a mask. They don't mind wearing a mask. They've gotten used to it. They don't even think about it anymore. The best chance we have of giving them what they really need, which is being able to go to school every day and establish those routines that are so important for their learning, is to keep masking.
Others, like community member Tom Buzzard, said the decision should be left up to parents, not the school district.
You've been elected by the people to run the school, not to overrun the rights of the parents. We already provide sanitation in the schools, hand washing. We do ask the children, if they have symptoms, to stay home. These are all reasonable and prudent things to do. But I think that this is a huge power grab, and I'm against it.
Under the new policy, Superintendent Bridget Weiss still has the authority to grant minor adjustments that are consistent with CDC guidelines for in-building operations and at district-sponsored events. She says that means for teams traveling for games or events, safety protocols can be modified based on the risk level in their destination, as well as other factors.
We're all making those best decisions we can, with the number one priority that we maintain our operations full-time, 5 days a week for in-person learning. Every decision we make fuels that goal, because we know that there is a hardship on our children and on our families when we can't do that.
Masks will not be required outdoors anymore. In the past, they were required at all times on school grounds. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.